The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Mabuhay, and welcome friends to the Adobro Podcast, where we explore the heart of Filipino culture one delectable dish at a time. I'm your host, DJ Stingray, and in this podcast series, we'll venture through the sizzling stories, origins, and savory goodness of Filipino cuisine.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of The Adobro. Back again here with DJ Stingray. Today, we have a very special segment. I have a special guest here to interview with you guys. He's an intermediate cooker of Filipino cuisine, I'd say. He's been doing it for a little bit now. Here to introduce you to Ethan, otherwise known as EB.
Hey, man. Thank you to the Adobros, and thank you, DJ Stingray, for inviting me on for the podcast. I'm really excited just to talk about Filipino food and whatever questions you got cooking up.
Awesome. I appreciate it for you coming on. All right. It's going to be a little bit different from the usual podcast, considering that we do have a guest today. So I'm going to just ask him a few questions, and we'll go on from there. How does that sound?
Sounds really good. Let's get started.
All righty. So the first question I have for you today is, what were your favorite Filipino foods growing up?
I would say sinigang. My mom has always cooked that for me every single time when I was growing up. So whenever I'd ask my mom to make me something, it would always be sinigang, whether it be beef, pork, or either of those two. But I've always enjoyed that food. So like probably once a month or something, I would eat sinigang. But there's also other foods out there. But that's what that one Filipino food I'd love.
Yeah, I just talked about sinigang last week. So I know the listeners are very fresh off of that topic. So that is one of my very favorite foods, as they heard too. Do you like cooking it yourself when you get the chance? I know you said your mom cooks it, but when now that you're older, do you like cooking it yourself?
Oh yeah, of course. I know when I make it, it's not as great as the OG with my mom, but I try to replicate my mom's recipe as close as possible, just adding a little nooks and crannies to it. So I try making sinigang on my own time, but I think I made that like probably a couple weeks ago and it turned out pretty okay. So I was pretty glad about that.
Yeah, I'm glad. What is it? I've tried personally making it a couple times, but usually it's just like based off my dad's recipe, as I've talked about before. So very cool that you do your own little, you know, nooks and things that you add to it to make it your own. Mm-hmm. But yeah, moving on to the next question then. Speaking of cooking, what made you interested in cooking in the first place? You said your mom, but any other influences?
I would say just kind of living by myself, because I commute from Vallejo and I live mostly by myself. But I think just learning how to cook just helped give me like the freedom just to not always have to go out and buy fast food all the time. Because I know fast food gets hella expensive, like $20 sometimes, $15 to $20 for like each course, each meal. So I mean, having the time and the luxury of learning how to cook, it becomes special too, because you save so much money. So I think that's just one aspect of why I wanted to cook. But also I think I also had a lot of fun learning from my parents over the summer. So I guess those are just two things that made me interested in cooking.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I definitely agree about the food cost, fast food costing a little bit more than it would take to cook. Plus, nothing beats when you make yourself a home cooked meal. So I agree very much with that. Is there anything that you like to cook besides Filipino food, or is Filipino food your main go-to when you make things?
I've made a couple other things before. I made spaghetti a little bit, some steak, some chicken wings, but I just like Filipino food, just obviously because I am Filipino myself, but I do dabble a little bit with other foods. I know Ray's laughing right now, but I just try certain things because you don't want to stay in one cuisine. You want to expand and explore. So maybe some pasta or some chicken wings, American cuisine. So I dabbled a little bit with those kind of things, but it's really fun just cooking in general.
Yeah, it sounds like you are a master of many arts and many different foods. So very, very, very interesting to see that. So Filipino food, you're really good at making that. Is there any Filipino food in general that you haven't tried yet, making yet, that you could be interested in making in the future? Doesn't just have to be like like a main dish. Like I know myself, I'm interested in making some desserts and stuff, and I haven't gone to that in the actual podcast itself, but yeah, anything you're interested in making in the future?
Ooh, that's a good question. I have a couple things. One is my dad's dessert recipe. It's called cassava cake. My dad has always made this every single time for family gatherings, or if it's just us, like he's made a really good cassava cake, and he's added so many variations of his own to make it his own cassava cake. And I think I could maybe replicate that, not replicate it, but you know, make it my own as well, but and keeping the recipe as my dad's. So I'm pretty excited to learn how to make the cassava cake probably later on during the holidays. Another one would be caldereta. It's like a tomato-ish soup with like beef, yeah, and like vegetables and all that. It's really good. But you just have to, for that dish, I know that you have to like really cook the beef or else it's not going to be as good. But those two dishes I'm really interested in. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I know myself, like you said with your dad, my dad makes flan all the time during the holidays. So he likes to teach me how to make that. I haven't quite learned or gone down the recipe yet, but that is something I'm looking forward to trying again this holiday season. But yeah, one of the first questions I asked you, so I talked about what you grew up making or what your favorite thing is to make, and you said sinigang. So as someone that has had to explain Filipino dishes to my non-Filipino friends before, I wanted to ask, how would you describe your favorite Filipino food, which is sinigang, as you mentioned, to someone who's never had it before?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so my listeners right now, close your eyes a little bit. I'm going to take you guys on a journey. It's a cold day, and you want some soup to kind of warm you up and just kind of help, you know, clear the throat a little bit. This soup is kind of a little bit on the sour side because it is like a tamarind mix in the soup. It's not like your basic soups, which is salt, pepper, fish sauce, that's typically normal in a Filipino dish. But there's that tamarind mix in the sinigang that adds that sourness. You're going to feel that sourness hit the back of your mouth and like the beginning of your throat. And it tastes really good with the vegetables such as taro. There's green beans. There's eggplants. There's ong choy, which is kind of like leaves, but that's the way I make it. There's also some variations with how like the leaves, but that's just the type of leaves I use. It's just a collectiveness of wonderful ingredients plus the meat, which is usually beef or pork coming together in harmony. And if you think of that, you take that one scoop of sinigang with rice. Ooh, man, that's so good.
Man, I think you talked about it better than I did last week. But I would have to agree with everything you said. You know, I too think sinigang is one of my favorites. So not to harp on an old subject from last week's podcast, but yeah, I have to agree. Nothing hits better than sinigang on a cold day. So you said you cook for yourself when you get the chance. Do you get the chance to ever like cook for your family, or how often do you like to cook? Is that something that you do for others or for your friends whenever you get the chance, or is it mostly just for yourself?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, for myself, I think usually when I have the time, I know I'm really busy with school and all, like from Monday to Wednesday. But if I have the chance from like Thursday or Friday or even one of the days on Sunday, like I'm totally cool just cooking. But for my family, I try to cook every now and then just because they're there. So, like, I can ask them so many questions about, hey, how do I do this, or like how is like the technique and all this. So it's really nice just cooking for family. I haven't cooked for friends since like I'm not that great. I know this guy Stingray is gassing me up, but sometime when in the future when I get even better at cooking, I'd love to like cook some Filipino food for my friends too. But I do cook for myself, for my family from time to time whenever I get the chance.
Yeah, very cool. And I would love to be hopefully invited when you make your first food for your friends.
Of course.
Be very interested to see how you make stuff and cook stuff up in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. But speaking again more about, you know, Filipino food, it seems that obviously it's something very important to both of our lives. So I wanted to ask, I know for me, Filipino food is important just because it's the center of my family, at least. And I wanted to ask, why is Filipino food, you know, important to you? And is it important to you? I mean, obviously it does sound like it, but what's your reasoning for anything like that?
Yeah, I think it has to do with culture. Growing up in a Filipino family, both of my parents are Filipino. So having the chance to eat Filipino food legit pretty much every day, it's just really important to me too, because it represents our culture, it represents our community, and it's just like it brings us together. Like us Filipinos, like we gather as a community. There's always a lot of these festivals, there's like community gatherings. Even here at Dominican, like, you know, we have our Filipino club in Capamilia. So I mean, that's like what Filipino food does. I know rice is like a big thing in like the Filipino like cuisine. So I mean, dude, I mean, I eat so much rice like every single time. Like my dad would like be like, he would not like be happy if he didn't eat like rice for the day. So like, but I think Filipino food means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to you too, and it means a lot to like the Filipino community.
Yeah, I'd have to agree 100 times over for that. I mean, for myself, I know my family, nothing beats a Filipino party with Filipino food. I've talked about it multiple times. Like nothing beats when lechon is at like the center of the table and like everyone just shares that pig together.
There's also like karaoke too, like this, just not even food, but just the culture in general. Like there's karaoke every single time. So like, it's just the community, like I said, but sorry to cut you off, but like, that's just like the big part of everything. It's just family, community, and food. Like that's all we come together for Filipinos.
And yeah, I mean, I wish we had more time to talk about more about our culture. You know, this podcast, I wish it wasn't just centered about food sometimes, but like, Filipinos and their food is like, it's just one aspect of our culture, as EB was talking about. So hopefully maybe one day we can explore more of that side of the Philippines and, you know, the Filipino culture. But yeah, as we move on to the next question, I think I wanted to ask you, since you talked about your mom and your dad, I wanted to ask, like, who introduced you to Filipino food for the first time? And do you remember, like, for example, like, what was this first story of like something that you tried? What was the first thing that you got the chance to try, or at least remember?
I think I was like a baby or something. Like, so funny story, like, as people don't know, I'm allergic to fish. So I know my mom tried to feed me fish sinigang. But when she fed that to me, I grew a reaction, like hives, when I was like a little baby. So I guess that's like one story that introduced me to Filipino food. I know that's like not like the greatest story to get introduced to Filipino food, but it is a start. But I just think starting early with like your own heritage, your own culture with food, it helps you grow a sense of appreciation of what you have in that community. So that's why I think my parents wanted just to like introduce me to Filipino food right away, so that they can show me what they've been eating throughout their whole lives. So I was pretty blessed to have them, even though I did have a reaction that one time as a kid. But I mean, look where we are now.
Yeah, and now you're making your own food, and you can, you know, obviously take away the stuff that you're allergic to when you cook it yourself. So that's very, very cool to hear that, and very happy that you're introduced to it, because, again, Filipino food's so special, so special. And I think to finish up, you talked about one small story about Filipino food. Is there any other stories about Filipino food that you think you could share? I know I like sharing ones about growing up, or they could be recent ones, so anything that comes to mind.
Yeah, of course. I think it's more so helping my dad, like cooking pretty much. I think I've always been very curious whenever he's made cassava cake or just any dessert or any food, because he's really good. Like he's very creative in how he does his food. He doesn't like try to like follow a recipe. He tries to like twist it to make it his own. So I always liked watching my dad whenever he was cooking. But I know I already talked about my parents and all that, but I think my dad and both my parents are huge inspirations with Filipino food, and just watching them like cook it kind of like gave me a love for food and just kind of appreciating what we have. So yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like you were the perfect person to bring on this podcast interview. I'm appreciative of your time coming on, for joining me, talking about Filipino food. I think we're going to finish up here. EB, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, I'd like to thank DJ Stingray for inviting me on for the podcast. I really appreciate it. If you guys want to check him out, I mean, the Adobro is on Penguin Radio, I think. Is it that right?
Yes, it is. Check us out on Penguin Radio. But yeah, we're going to finish up here. Thank you guys again for tuning into this very special episode of the Adobro. Thank you to EB for coming out to be interviewed and talk about some of his time with Filipino food. And yeah, I appreciate all of you guys for taking the time to listen. I'll talk to you guys next episode, and peace out.